Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the Mastin Kip Podcast. I'm your host, Mastin Kip, and I am the creator of Functional Life Coaching, where we discover the root cause emotional blocks that are holding you back from success. And I'm also the creator of Trauma Hacking, helping you turning your nervous system into your ally, and the best-selling author of the book Claim Your Power, and also a trauma survivor advocate. And this podcast is from my heart to yours. I'm going to share with you all kinds of different things, different coaching experiences that I've had with people, different parts of my life, maybe an excerpt from a seminar, different interviews with friends and thought leaders, all about how to get unstuck, how to hack your nervous system, how to turn your nervous system into your ally and really get the edge so that you can really live your dreams, live your purpose, and most importantly, pay it forward. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. One favor I have for you is this. If you love this podcast, remember to subscribe to it. And if you feel called, please feel free to leave a review, because reviews really matter, helps us spread the word, and helps other people really discover this podcast. So if this was valuable to you, please feel free to leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. And if there's anything in this episode or any episode that really strikes you as an aha moment, shoot us an email to hello@mastinkip.com. Tell us which episode it was and about what time the breakthrough was in the episode, so that we can really know, because I'd love to hear from you what your aha moments are. I love hearing that, and my team loves hearing that too. So without any further ado, please enjoy this episode of the Mastin Kip Podcast. The real truth is, guys, we still live in this sort of like post-depression trauma mindset of like get a job and be happy with it. And like, be happy with what you got. And if you're dissatisfied with what you have, then you should be grateful for what you already have, and don't be dissatisfied. Which made sense in like 1939, right? And you go into World War II, and there's all this trauma. And then it's just like, just shut the f*** up and be happy. But we live in 2018 in a digital world, and jobs are being disrupted every second by artificial intelligence. And so the game is changing so fast. You don't need a job. You need a revenue source. You need a revenue source. And that's up to you. Your revenue source is up to you. You can leverage revenue in so many different ways. It's literally only limited by your creativity. That's the only limit, which is so, so, so exciting. And when I go through the day and I see different things, I very vividly remember walking into Disneyland about 6 months ago, and we passed by this place that we try to never go to, but we sometimes stop at, that cooks beignets in Disney World or Land or wherever the one is, California. And we were passing by at this time. I remember like looking in there and seeing a guy like making beignets. And my only thought was, enjoy your job for another 18 months before AI is doing it. That was my thought. Right? Seriously. Like just 2 weeks ago, San Francisco, the first machine-only fast food restaurant was announced. The first. Now there will be way more. And here's the thing. This shit will trickle. And you're like, oh yeah, that's cute. Robots are beating people at chess. No problem. Oh, that's cute. Robots are fucking making my hamburgers. No problem. Next thing you know, wait, robots are teaching math? What the fuck? Hold on a second. There's no more Uber drivers. It's just all cars that don't have a driver. That will happen this fast. But guess what's not going to get replaced anytime soon? Soft skills. Empathy, compassion, connection, relationship building. There's no algorithm for that yet. So job security moving forward is more about relationship building and the values in this room than it is about getting a PhD in something, right? The most important skill sets moving forward are going to be compassion, empathy, philosophy, and having a root cause mindset. Why is this happening? Getting down to the root cause. Because tasks are becoming more and more and more and more and more automated. Remember back when you got your first email from someone that had your name in it? You're like, oh, they know me. Now you're like, you say that to every subscriber. Who knows what I'm talking about, by the way, right? The marketplace is maturing, right? So the goal is to understand is that it's really only up to your creativity. And the stuff that you were told, don't focus on that. That's not going to make you money. You know, go get a job. Go do this stuff. That's the worst advice you can have right now, because the soft skills are the skills of now and the future, not some task-based thing. Most of you are spending the majority of your time doing $5 to $10 an hour tasks that should be documented, captured, and outsourced to somebody else so that you can do the work of changing lives, inspiring people, innovation, product development. Usually when I say shit that's going to happen in the future, people go, nah, maybe. And then 6 months later, they're like, oh my God, it happened. I'm obsessed about trends. I stay so focused on it. And one of my favorite, most recent experiences was, we were at Prosper Live last year. One of our clients told her, I said, listen, you need to start in business and focus on taking better care of the clients and coaching them and working on their insecurities and fears, because AI is going to come through and disrupt accounting. It already has. And she's like, sure, Mastin, right? And 3 months into the program, she was like, oh my God, AI is completely disrupting accounting. I'm so happy I started my coaching. It was amazing to see, right? So I'm not saying that we have a crystal ball, but we obsess over trends. So we'll share with you what those trends are as well. And then the basics of empathy marketing. What do you think that is? What's empathy marketing? Yeah. Did you hear what she said? So what would empathy marketing be? Yes, knowing someone so well that what you put out, they're like, hallelujah, amen, praise Jesus, that's right. Because here's the thing, people will tell you exactly what they want if you know how to ask. And what is marketing other than really just adding value and helping? Who likes to help? That's all marketing is. The only difference is most people help without asking for something in return. They're like, here's some shit of value, and if you want something else, click here. Most people just forget that step. They just add value and add value and add value. And sometimes they add value to the wrong person. A lot of people that we meet believe that they're going to recreate their sort of childhood family of origin trauma in their clients and their business. So it's like, if your father never approved, subconsciously you think, all my clients won't approve of me. Right? Or if your mother was never there and you had inconsistent attachment patterns and there's anxiety, like, are they here? Are they not here? A client might be 5 minutes late to a call. Oh my God, they left. You're freaking the fuck out. Right? So the goal is to realize is that like part of your business is healing all that shit, and to realize that your future clients, your future customers, whatever it is, your team members will not, or well, they don't have to recreate your family of origin or last relationship trauma. But people think that they will. It's very fascinating. For the longest time when I was growing up, I was trying to help my mom. Now she had terrible chronic pain. She was bedridden, opiates, benzos, and nothing I was doing was really working because she had some significant issues, which I'll share more about later. However, when I started coaching and helping people, I was shocked at first because people would take my advice and actually do something with it. And then they said, Mastin, it worked. I go, I knew it would work. I knew that. See, I told you, Mom, it works, right? And what I realized was there's really only like a couple people in the world I can't coach. My parents. Everyone else is fair game except for Jenna and my family. Because most people will take my advice, right? Especially if you've had enough value added and you end up in a room like this. You're here because you want that insight, right? And the same thing can be true for you. So if you've had rejection or people in your past haven't approved of you or whatever it might be, that is only them. It's not the future clients who follows. Does this make sense? Does it make sense? It's important to know that. Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world, and I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.